we had an interesting set of readings this week and this past weekend. And the second one is one of those passages that I think it's so important for us to understand. And that's why I made that the focus of my homily. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I welcome you to our broadcast, which is here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And then afterwards, you can hear it at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, yes, we had the three readings, of course, as we do every single Sunday, the Old Testament reading, the New Testament, the Epistle, and the Gospel. But I focused on the second reading, and that came from the eighth chapter of Romans. And there you have many powerful messages come from that chapter. But the particular reading was based on Paul's statement that he is certain that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Though I know in my own ministry, I've met people who believe that God could never possibly love them. So it's important for us to know that God will always love us so that we can always communicate it with somebody else. Here is my homily from this weekend. We Catholics do not have the habit of memorizing the Bible verses. However, there are certain verses that you should keep in your heart, and today's second reading is one of them. St. Paul teaches nothing will separate us from the love of Christ. Now, let me change those words a bit. Keep these words in mind for difficult times when you feel you are estranged from God. Quote, nothing will separate me from the love of Christ, unquote. St. Paul put those words in stone. Say them in your mind again. Nothing will separate me from the love of Christ. Now, St. Paul uses the pronoun us, so as in you and me. Now, say these words in your mind. Nothing will separate you from the love of Christ. Now, imagine your worst enemy, the person who does one thing that you don't like. He or she wakes up every morning. You know who I'm talking about. That person who makes your life miserable, or in the past made your life miserable. Imagine that person in your mind, and then imagine saying those words to that person. Nothing will separate you from the love of Christ. These are powerful words that we have to keep in mind. God is love, and therefore God cannot but love you. You can do nothing to separate yourself from the love of Christ. No one can. Now, building upon those words, we will see how important they are. Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, in his encyclical Spe Salvi, taught, quote, the human being needs unconditional love. He needs the certainty which makes him say, neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Unquote. Do you see the importance of those words? No one can live without knowing that God's love is there for them. No one. I personally think one of the reasons why there's so much violence in our country and even violence against us Catholics and other Christians is because the message the people receive is that they are outside of the love of God. No one is outside of the love of God. It's limitless. And that's an important consideration because the minute you say someone is not loved by God, you make it clear that God's love has a limit, and Paul's words change from I am convinced to it's probable or hopefully or most likely. But he actually says I am certain. These words give us strength. However, they are important words that everyone must know. Currently, there is a hostility to all things Christian. Part of the reason is what can be found in Romans 1, which I mentioned to you before, is a roadmap. First, there is idolatry, then there is moral breakdown, and finally, there is civil breakdown. We've seen people attack others and even attack sacred items like the Mary statues over at St. Peter's in Dorchester. Why is this happening?
Maybe one reason is that people are getting the message from us and other Christians that they are outside of the love of Christ. However, St. Paul reminds us that no one is outside his love. No one. Jesus died for every person on earth. The question of salvation is whether a person accepts that or not. However, Jesus' love is there for every person. It is God's will that all are saved. And what is salvation? Union with God, who is love. How do we receive it? Back to Pope Benedict XVI. Quote, man is created for that true and eternal happiness which God's love, only God's love, can give. But our wounded freedom would go astray were it not already able to experience something of that future fulfillment. Moreover, to move forward in the right direction, we all need to be guided towards our final goal. That goal is Christ himself, the Lord who conquered sin and death, unquote. And that's from Sacramentum Caritas. Notice what he says. The true and eternal happiness to which we are all called, only God's love can give, but we all need to be guided toward it. Toward it. When many think of God, they think of themselves considered sinners by him and therefore condemned by him. Many receive that message from Christians, including Catholics. However, we must teach that how we encounter Christ, and we encounter Christ who calls us to experience this love. Let me give you a scenario. You're going to meet a CEO, a really important person. You hear great things about him or her. A friend of yours is going to introduce you to that CEO, so you agreed to meet this person because you heard how wonderful he or she is. Before you leave for the visit, what is most likely the question you're going to ask your host before you go to the VIP? How about, am I dressed right? You ask the question, your host does not condemn you because of how you are dressed. You ask the question. Our role as Catholics is to show the love of Christ to all so that they can encounter him. When they want to deepen their experience with Christ, let the grace of God guide them to find the truth of how to change their lives. Do not tell them to change their lives in order to meet Christ. Christ never worked that way. He always worked in the way of encountering even the worst of all sinners first and allowing that person to change his or her ways guided by Christ. Our role is to experience the unconditional love of Christ so that we can communicate it. Let us pray this week that we may understand more deeply this profound gift we have from Christ, so we can say to ourselves and others, nothing can separate us from the love of Christ.
You're listening to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. You're going through a difficult time. You feel that your faith is being tested even. You wonder whether it's time to give up and go back to your former ways. Well, have you read James chapter 1?
Consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials.
Yes, James chapter 1 reminds us that we are being made stronger through these difficult days.
And let perseverance be perfect, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
The fruit this time will bear will lead into the glory Christ has for you. So the next time you feel overwhelmed during a time of trial, turn to James chapter 1.
In the New Testament.
Do you have any thoughts on what topics we should cover here? Do you have any issues you would like us to address here? How about questions you might have? Would you like to audition for a volunteer segment? Then write our program at producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. That's producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. Let us know what topics you would like us to discuss about your Catholic faith. We will consider them, and if they are fit for the show, we'll put them in. producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. We're back. And of course, before the break, you heard my homily for this past weekend. Now, as you know, I do a lot of research on my homily, and I think I had 16 pages of notes. I think that's what I had, 16 pages of notes. And then I had to work that all down to about 1,000 words. So I had plenty of information that, as the saying goes, ended up on the cutting room floor. But so I was working with that. And some of that you will hear in the next couple days. But we understand that powerful message is so important. And as you heard in my homily, that's something that Pope Emeritus Benedict the 16th teaches, that people need to know that they are loved by God. And if they don't know they are loved by God, then that's tragic. And so our role is to know that we are loved by God. And Pope Benedict the 16th used the term unconditionally. So we know that we are loved by God. And it is important for us to know that, to absorb that, so we can teach that to others. And that's pretty universal of who, you know, that line I used, that line I used in the homily, where I talked about that person who, they only did one thing that bothered you, and that was they woke up every morning. I was actually thinking of someone who, that's one of the things I used to say when, I won't go into who it was or anything, it's no one that anyone would know at this point. But it's true. I used to say, people would say, you don't get along with him. I said, he only does one thing that bothers me every day. And they said, what's that? I said, he wakes up every morning. So, and we eventually reconciled, and we got along fine. We got along famously. One of the things people used to say is, your problem is that you two are exact opposites. And I said, no, in fact, we are exactly the same. And that was the real issue. And that's eventually we were able to not only reconcile, but, you know, we became friends, and it was a powerful message. So I was actually thinking of an actual experience from my life when I actually did use that example. But no matter who the other person is, there is nothing we can do to separate him or her or whoever from the love of Christ. And we need to communicate that in a way that people know. And as Pope Emeritus Benedict the 16th says, it's not conditional. It's not like if you reach this particular point, you will experience God's love. It's that God wants you to experience his love now. And that's why I also brought in that whole thing of, you know, asking, am I dressed right? Because what I'm saying there is, invite the person to come to know Jesus. He'll take care of the rest. Have a blessed day.
Have you visited CatholicAudioMedia.com? There you can find material to help strengthen your faith and even support this radio program. Web videos on how to read the Bible, music from Father Adriano Zandana, links to column websites, and even the Pauline Bookstore, and even merchandise such as coffee mugs to bring a smile and encouragement during this time. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.